What's your greatest fear? What's the greatest danger you face every day? Good morning, I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Welcome to Listening to Jesus. Two fingers, Dad. When I was a child, I was afraid of the dark. My dad would always leave my bedroom door cracked open two fingers wide to let in some light from the hallway. Our fears change as we get older. We start to worry about financial security, our health, our children. But do we realize the greatest danger we face is spiritual? Temptation from the evil one, the enemy of our souls. This is what Jesus teaches us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's Matthew 6:9-13. Jesus teaches us to pray first and foremost for the glory of God, for the honor of his name, the advancement of his kingdom, the accomplishment of his good will. Then he teaches us to pray just three things for ourselves, for the meeting of our daily basic needs. Physical and spiritual needs are wrapped up in our daily bread. For the forgiveness we need to both receive and extend to others, and for protection from temptation and the snares of the evil one. We might think of lots of other things to pray for, but Jesus is hitting the most important. And the most important danger we face is the temptation our enemy brings to us as a snare. But we should be encouraged and not scared. Jesus teaches us to pray for protection and deliverance, and if he wants us to pray this way, we can be assured God delights to answer such prayers. We need protection and deliverance from our enemy's traps, and God will protect and deliver us as we pray to him. Listening to Jesus is a ministry of Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. Find us online at foresthillpca.org, foresthillpca.org.